This team is on a relentless tear.
This is a serious month, guys.
Here we go.
I'm about to show you dedication. Building myself up for renovation. And this a ode to my enemies. I ain't got the energy. Believe you don't want to see my inner beast.
Oh! A walk-off home run for Cody Bellinger. Hung on and missed strike three. 3,000 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
This is a playoff edition of Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. A pregame look at your world champion LA Dodgers as they try to defend their crown. LA Dodgers playoff baseball is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
California Earthquake Authority.
Be earthquake ready. Visit earthquakeauthority.com.
WSS.
All about shoes, always near you. Shop WSS.com.
Sam and Ash Injury Law.
Because you deserve what's right.
Owning.com.
Bringing trust and simplicity to real estate and mortgage.
Your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
And now your host for Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers taking on the San Francisco Giants in the National League Divisional Series. After splitting their first two games up at Oracle Park over the weekend, the best of five NLDS now comes to Dodger Stadium tonight. Game three, Max Scherzer on the mound. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:37. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we got a lot to tell you about. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're going to get you tonight's starting lineup. We're going to preview this great game three pitching matchup. Coming up in 30 minutes, your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse will sit down with Dodger catcher Austin Barnes. Kirsten Watson is out at Dodger Stadium. We'll stop by shortly. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll send it out to the booth, Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday. Well, Saturday night in San Francisco, Urias did a little bit of everything as the Dodgers even up this NLDS. Julio Urias, a 20-game winner, picked up right where he left off after his final start of the regular season. The Dodger left-hander went five solid innings, giving up just one run on three hits while striking out five along the way. The Dodgers offense needed a little jump start against Giants right-hander Kevin Gausman, and Urias was just the guy to give it to him.
A ball and a strike and two out. Gausman's 31st pitch. Lined into right field, going to drop in for a base hit. Taylor on his way home, and he scored. Urias with a two-out RBI single to right, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Well, be careful of what you ask for.
Do it yourself, Julio. The RBI single to right. That gave the Dodgers a 1-0 lead, and that is the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco Quality Top-Tier Gas for Less. Julio did lead all pitchers in the major leagues in RBIs this year. The very next batter, Mookie Betts, with a single to left as the Dodgers took a 2-0 lead on the Giants. Urias gave up just one run, and that came in the bottom of the second on a sac fly from Donovan Solano. That made it a 2-1 Dodgers lead, and it stayed that way all the way until the top of the sixth. That's when the Dodgers got something going against Kevin Gausman, who had retired 10 in a row. The Dodgers, a couple of walks, a hit, loaded the bases with one out when Cody Bellinger busted it wide open.
Bellinger with six career grand slams. And a fly ball to center field. Well hit on its way, and it's off the base of the wall. Turner scores. Will Smith comes in to score. Bellinger delivers, and the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead.
A two-run double from Bellinger. Dodgers up 4-1. The very next batter, A.J. Pollock, with a two-run double to left as the Dodgers scored two more, and they took a 6-1 lead. The Giants got one of those runs back in the bottom half of the sixth inning off Joe Kelly. The Dodgers defense stopping any Giants rally, though, from getting going after that. Mookie Betts making a great throw to get Wilmer Flores to end the inning. In the eighth, the Dodgers really blew it wide open. Will Smith, the solo home run to left. Dodgers up 7-2. Matt Beatty, an RBI single to left. That scored Chris Taylor. Dodgers up 8-2. Corey Seager tacked on another run with the RBI single to center, and the Dodgers with a three-run eighth inning, take a 9-2 lead. The Dodgers' bullpen was really good. Corey Knebel, a scoreless seventh. Bruce Dar Gratterall, a scoreless eighth. And in the ninth, Phil Bickford, a scoreless inning. As the Dodgers beat the Giants in Game 2 on Saturday night, 9-2. Julio Urías gets the win. The Dodgers get the split in San Francisco. The NLDS now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 tonight at Dodger Stadium. Max Scherzer on the mound for the Blue. Alex Wood, the former Dodger, will go for the Giants. First pitch is 6:37. And with more, we welcome in and say hello to Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday, guys.
All right, Tim, during the regular season, of course, a grand total of one game separated the first-place Giants from the second-place Dodgers. Now here we are. It's Game 3 of the National League Division Series, and no games separate the Dodgers and the Giants. The winner of Game 3 in a best-of-five division series has gone on to advance to the National League Championship Series about three-quarters of the time, 72%. 39 of 54 times the winner of Game 3 advances, thus the importance, obviously, of tonight's game. After the Dodgers came away 9-2 winners with 4 in the 6th and 3 in the 8th on Saturday night.
You know, Charlie, just reflecting upon Games 1 and 2, I think the biggest difference, we talked about it the other day at the completion of the game. Game 1, too aggressive. They were too anxious. They took a lot of big swings and bad pitches. Game 2, they went back to the winning formula, and that was being very patient, very selective at pitchings, and that's the same manner that they have to go to home plate tonight, and they face the former teammate, that being Alex Wood. And Alex Wood likes to work very rapidly. The Dodgers need to slow the pace down tonight and be, again, selective.
Dodgers have tinkered with the lineup a little bit.
They have tinkered with it a little bit. Dave Roberts says, look, I'm looking also not only the front of the game, I'm looking at the middle of the game and even the back end of the game. Got some left-handed batters on the bench for the Dodgers, including Bellinger, not starting against the lefty Wood. So you kind of flip-flop things around. Corey Seager not batting second. It's going to be Trey Turner who will follow Mookie Betts. So it'll be Betts, Trey Turner, then Seager, followed by Justin Turner. And Chris Taylor gets the start in center field tonight.
And Pujols at first base because he's done so well against left-handed pitching.
Well, for Pujols, he may be long in tooth. But if you look at the 41-year-old who is 41 years, 268 days of age, when he takes the field tonight, it'll be like a 21-year-old. And this is nothing new to him. He has started 74 career games in postseason. He understands exactly what needs to be done. And for Albert Pujols, hopefully he's going to lead the charge, not only from an offensive standpoint, but come up with a couple of defensive plays.
Since coming to the Dodgers, Pujols hit 303 against left-handed pitching with 10 home runs and 28 runs batted in while hitting only 188 against righties. Alex Wood, who has a World Series championship ring from the Dodgers from last year, will be making the start against the Spring Chicken. Compared to Albert, 37-year-old Max Scherzer. We will detail that pitching matchup a little bit later on in the hour, Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll also sit down with Austin Barnes. We'll check in with David Vasse throughout the show. We'll break down this pitching matchup. And we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson is at Dodger Stadium. She'll stop by as we lead you up to Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch at 6:37. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants all tied at a game apiece in this best-of-five series. Max Scherzer and Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 6:37.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Longoria on deck. One ball, no strikes. Crawford in the right. In comes Betts and drops in front of him for a base hit. In to score is Wade. Going to third is Flores. He is out, and that will end the inning. Just a bonehead running play by Wilmer Flores, and the Dodgers say, well, thank you very much. We will take it.
A great defensive play for Mookie Betts off the RBI single to right. Gets the hop, spins, throws a dime to third. Justin Turner, the tag, and that ends the Giants inning. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us from Dodger Stadium before the Dodgers and Giants Game 3 of this NLDS, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Game 3 tonight and a different looking lineup for Dave Roberts.
Yeah, so we're going to see first Albert Pujols at first base, and then Chris Taylor's playing center field, AJ Pollock in left field. And that was something that actually Dave Roberts shared with us yesterday, that he was going to have Cody out to, for the start, and putting Chris Taylor in center field with AJ in left. But more specifically on Albert Pujols at first base, I think, you know, just seeing him back in postseason baseball and for him to be getting the start when I spoke to him earlier today, he basically was like, you know, these are the moments that you play for all season long. And when he joined the Dodgers, he wasn't looking necessarily ahead. He said that he's very much someone who stays in the moment. But, you know, for the team to be in this position, I asked him, you know, when you think about just the clubhouse when you first joined, and now, is like, is there anything different in the postseason? And he was like, no. He said, these are professional athletes, and this team carries this way in such a way that they want to win. They have the expectation to make it in far in the postseason, and that's just how they continue to carry themselves, and that has not changed all season long. So you could tell he definitely was looking, he's looking forward to this evening, and it's, you take it one game at a time, but he was definitely locked in when I spoke with him. But the excitement from Dave Roberts, I think that's how most of the fans and everyone else is feeling. He said that he was just excited to write his name into the lineup card today, and so it's definitely been an exciting one for him, and I'm sure for the fans it will be tonight as well.
Max Scherzer gets the start tonight, and for Max, looking to fine-tune some things after the wild card game and two starts to end the regular season that weren't Max Scherzer like.
Yeah, exactly. And I think from talking with most of the guys, you know, Max Scherzer, he's such a competitor, and he's so incredibly talented, and he got out of a lot of things in the wild card. But if you just talk to the guys, they all pretty much said, you know, he just didn't have his stuff, but he still put the team in the best position to get the win. And so he told us that he's been kind of working through a few things mechanically and primarily within his lower body. But he feels good and confident heading into today. And, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to go out here and help this team get a win. And what I really liked from him yesterday as well is he said, you know, the fans, they take this rivalry personally and this matchup personally. And so that means that he does as well and the team does as well. So they want to do whatever it takes to not only win tonight, but to win this series as well.
It all starts tonight. Dodgers trying to get a 2-1 series lead after getting the split in San Francisco. Kirsten, great stuff. We'll check in with you after the game. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call them today at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go online at carsforkids.org. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll check in with Dodger catcher Austin Barnes. But up next, we'll get you an injury report and we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch from Dodger Stadiums at 6:37. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodger Stadium. Things are going to be pretty backed up northbound side of the 110 freeway off and on from the 105 on over to just beyond Stadium Way. It looks like things start to pick up before you get to the 5. Also, you're going to see heavy delays southbound 101 coming out of Hollywood from Gower, and that's going to stay busy on over to Glendale Boulevard, while the northbound side is going to be heavy coming away from the 5 freeway over to Glendale Boulevard. Eastbound 10 slows down leaving Santa Monica, coming away from 20th over to the 5, while the southbound side of the 5 is going to be a slow ride coming away from Buena Vista over to just about the 110. Northbound side, you're seeing patchy delays coming out of Downey from the 605 on over to Stadium Way, and things are already heavy both directions along Sunset Boulevard approaching Vin Scully. I'm Jay Ulin, that's your Dodgers traffic.
Thanks, Jay. In and out, there's no room for compromise in a quality burger. No frozen patties, only the freshest ingredients. That's what a hamburger is all about. It's Game 3 of the NLDS, Dodgers and Giants. Max Scherzer, Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:37.
This is the LA Dodgers
Injury report.
Clayton Kershaw not on the postseason roster, out with the left forearm injury. Max Muncy not on the NLDS roster. He has the dislocated elbow. Let's go back out to Dodger Stadium. Just a few minutes ago, Dodger manager Dave Roberts talking to the media.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave. We obviously saw how electric the fans were in San Francisco. How important is it for you guys to take advantage of playing at home in front of your fans tonight as well as tomorrow night?
It was fun. It was a fantastic atmosphere up there in San Francisco, and I would expect the same thing here tonight. Certainly a lot more blue than black and orange. Our fans have been waiting a long time, essentially a calendar year, to host a playoff game and have, you know, full capacity. So a lot of anticipation. I think the excitement is built all the way through the season, and to have just a great rivalry and a building of a great series. So it should be pretty electric tonight.
Yeah, Dave, what was sort of the thought process flipping Corey and Trey in the order today?
I think the driver was knowing, obviously, starting Alex tonight, the guys that they have in their pen that I think they trust, and making them make a decision at some point in time, third time through. So setting a lineup to win the game, to get a lead, to beat the starter, but also to win the middle innings and the back end of the game. And that's kind of how I thought about structuring it.
All right, there's the manager, Dave Roberts. We'll hear more coming up when we check in with David Vasse here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We're leading you up to first pitch from Dodger Stadium. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Max Scherzer, Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Giants, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's Game 3 of the NLDS, Max Scherzer and Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 6:37.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider. David Vasse.
And Dave is live at Dodger Stadium before Game 3. It's an old friend alert, Dave, as they say. Alex Wood on the mound tonight, a guy the Dodgers are very familiar with.
Yeah, they sure are, and not just because he was their teammate for parts of the last four seasons, but also they have seen him during the regular season. Alex Wood made three starts against the Dodgers, and the Giants did not win any of them. Wood himself gave up 9 earned runs in 17 innings, including 5 home runs during the regular season to the Dodgers. And Will Smith was in the interview room before the game and was asked what the approach should be against Alex Wood tonight.
Yeah, Woody, he knows what he's doing. He does his homework. He works really fast and, tries to cause a little anxiety to the batter. For us, just slowing him down. Getting some over in the middle of the plate, not chasing too much, and driving the ball.
It's not a coincidence the Giants have Alex Wood starting in this game tonight, Tim. He has pitched really well in his career at Dodger Stadium and is a guy that can mix up his signs better than any pitcher on the Giants staff. So I feel like they strategized it that way. And the Dodgers may be a little concerned that Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler may remove Alex Wood sooner than what you may expect, considering they have Albert Pujols hitting 7th in this lineup. They may expect the Giants to pull something that the Brewers did back in the 2018 NLCS to try to force the Dodgers to empty their left-handed bats off the bench if they bring in a right-hander.
Dave, is there maybe a deeper reason why the Giants have pushed the Dodgers this year?
Yeah, well, I've asked a lot of different managers and players that, but I feel like Alex Wood himself gave me the best answer when he came through Dodger Stadium during the regular season.
We pitched really well, and then our lineup managed just
He reminds me a lot of the Dodgers lineups, you know, that we've had over the years that I was in LA. Just, we don't chase out of the zone at all. I think we're the best team in baseball at out of zone chase rate. You know, we grind ABs. We've only had three starters go seven innings against us the entire season. We just make it really, really tough on guys. You know, they really have to be on their A game when we face them.
And he's exactly right. With the Dodgers putting up nine runs in Game 2 of the NLDS, that was only the second time a team had done that against the Giants. And that was the Dodgers during the regular season. And when you look at how things finished up, Alex Wood was 100% accurate because the Dodgers and the Giants were the two best teams at not swinging at pitches outside of the strike zone. The Dodgers have to look more like Game 2 than they did in Game 1.
Dodgers baseball is brought to you by the Ford F-150 with combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealership today. Dave, not to throw you a curveball in our final 30 seconds, but the wind is howling outside of here in Southern California. The palm trees apparently going left to right at Dodger Stadium. Could the wind really be a factor in tonight's game, you think?
No doubt. This is something that just started happening maybe 30 minutes ago, and the wind definitely could be a factor with some fly balls and maybe carry some to the outfield. And it'll be interesting that we're talking about the dynamics of the conditions when it comes to wind here at Dodger Stadium, considering the reputation that Oracle Park has had with the wind and also Old Candlestick Park. So yeah, you're 100% right. The flags are whipping out there in center field from left to right, and it definitely will be a factor tonight.
All right, Dave, great stuff. We'll check back with you in a couple minutes. Looking forward to your conversation with Austin Barnes as well. Dodger fans, I need three contestants. It's time for the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest, 866-987-2570. You predict which player and which inning the most wicked good play will happen tonight, and if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Again, 866-987-2570. It's Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series, Dodgers and Giants. First pitch from Wendy Dodger Stadium coming up at 6:37. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back to back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your World Champion LA Dodgers.
Luke Bryan, proud to be right here. Tour October 14th at the Five Point Amphitheater, October 16th at Glen Helen Amphitheater with special guest Dylan Scott. You hear him right there. Runaway June and DJ Rock. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. I saw him at Staples Center on Friday night. My family went out there. Great show. Recommend it. Go get your tickets at LiveNation.com. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants, Max Scherzer, Alex Wood, the pitching matchup on this cold, windy Monday night all of a sudden here in Southern California. First pitch coming up at 6:37. Time now to find out, though, who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out because that's what a hamburger is all about. Leading off for the Dodgers in right field is Mookie Betts. Batting second at second base is Trey Turner. Batting third at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting cleanup at third base tonight is Justin Turner. Batting fifth in center field is Chris Taylor. Batting sixth in left field is A.J. Pollock. Batting seventh at first base is Albert Pujols. Batting eighth doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 31, Max Scherzer.
This is the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game.
Six Flags Magic Mountain brought to you by the Fright Fest, which is back. The Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. The thrills and frights are calling Fridays through Sundays in October. All right, let's go out to our three contestants who are ready to go. We go to Kieran. Kieran, you are first up. What is your guess?
I'm going JT in the fifth.
Justin Turner in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to you, Kieran. Mark is our second contestant. Mark, welcome to you. What is your guess?
Will Smith in the fourth.
Will Smith in the fourth inning. All right, good luck to you, Mark. Our third and final contestant is Remy. Remy, welcome. What is your guess?
I'm going to go with the man, CT3 in the seventh.
CT3 in the seventh. All right. Good luck to all three of our contestants tonight in the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we are leading you up to first pitch. Game three of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants first pitch from Windy Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:37. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Let's get you into that stadium and out of your car on this windy Monday night out going to Dodger Stadium. Let's hit in the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center with Jay Olin. Jay?
Good evening. Head towards Dodger Stadium. Things are going to be busy on the 110 freeway northbound side leading South LA starting right around MLK, and that's going to be a very heavy crawl out to right before the 5. Meanwhile, the 101 south is going to be a really tough ride as well as they're coming away from Barron Boulevard, and that's going to stay heavy on over to Glendale Boulevard, while the northbound side is also jammed up coming away from the 5 on over to Glendale Boulevard. Eastbound 10 slow still, coming away from just before Centinela on over to the 5, and you're going to see some delays on the westbound side from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side of the 5 also is slow still coming out of Burbank from Olive on over to the 110, and the northbound side is going to slow down coming away from about Lakewood Boulevard on over to Stadium Way. I'm Jay Ulin, that's your Dodgers traffic.
Thanks, Jay. In and out, nothing is frozen. Everything is delivered fresh to every restaurant, the beef, the buns, the produce, because fresh is what it's all about. It's Game 3 of the NLDS, Dodgers and Giants. Max Scherzer, Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 6:37, still to come. We'll get you the keys to the game. We'll get you an update on the wind, which is howling out of Dodger Stadium right now, plus a preview of this pitching matchup at first.
And now, joined by David Massé, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
All right, Rick, Game 3, the scene shifts to Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers have a pretty good starting pitcher on the mound today.
Yeah, they do, and it comes down to, this is now, instead of 3 out of 5, this comes down to a 2 out of 3. That's exactly what it is. Let's oversimplify it. But this is 2 out of 3, and all of a sudden, if we look at things, and I think teams are always looking for momentum or an edge or just a mindset. So here's the mindset that changes. If we look at the overall series, we say, well, the Giants have the home field advantage. They would be possibly 3 of the 5 games played in San Francisco, correct? Mm-hmm. Well, now it's the Dodgers have the home field advantage because each team having won one game, now it's 2 out of 3 games that are left. The Dodgers play 2 here. If game 5 is needed, it's up in San Francisco. So you have to twist things to where you have the better feeling than maybe the other guy. They're twisting things also on their side, and they're not listening to yours. But in the locker room and on the field tonight, the Dodgers have to say to themselves, this is now the best 2 out of 3, and now we have the home field advantage, which, by the way, no team in baseball had a better record at home than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, including winning 15 in a row, especially after that wild card game. And in a 7-game series, Rick, everybody tries to point at Game 4 as a pivotal game in that series. When it's a best of 5, what game do you believe is the most pivotal? Is today the most must-win type of game?
Whatever game you're playing, that's the most pivotal. And I'm not trying to shrug off an answer. That's exactly what it has to be in the mindset. If we look at the first two games, made notes of it. If we look at the Dodgers in the first game itself, they were too anxious offensively. They took big swings. Dave Roberts commented after the game and said, it seems like, and he used a golf analogy. He said, we swung the same club all night long, the driver. Well, they didn't have to swing the driver in game 2. They actually had a couple of wedges that were strategically placed for base hits. So in game 2, they were selective and they were patient. And that's, I think, to oversimplify again, that's what the Dodgers do the best when they are hitting and playing their best. Patient, selective. And they need to do it tonight and also slow down Alex Wood, who likes to work rapidly. So this is a good time to say, I need to retie my shoes as I'm hitter. I've got something in my eye. Back out. Oh, did I hear the milkman yelling out, hey, I got a delivery on your front doorstep, which never happens anymore. Or there may be somebody in the stands that, hey, I actually found a phone booth that works. That itself would stop the presses. But slow him down. And for the Dodgers, don't get out of the routine of being patient and selective.
And Rick, I know we're always concerned more about the Dodgers than the other team, but Alex Wood is going up against guys that he was teammates and friends with just a year ago. Do you feel like the Dodgers may have an advantage because Alex may be over-emotional?
It might be, and he talked about he has to kind of slow things down also because he does have a familiarity with this Dodger ball club. Yes, they're former teammates, but he decided that he wanted to go somewhere else and not have to compete for to be one of the five-man rotation. And that's why opportunity arose in San Francisco. He's done a wonderful job. He was part of the Dodgers last year, pitched in the World Series, but now he's on the other side of the fence.
So you feel like the Dodgers have to slow it down, and we'll have to see which Dodger offense shows up because it seems like it's a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
That end, and if we're being honest about it, which Max Scherzer is going to be coming out, because if we look at the last three starts that he's had, it's been kind of here and there. What we understand is there was a mechanical issue that kind of was analyzed, but they felt that there was something that they discovered he had gotten a little bit out of whack over the previous three outings. I know one thing. I would not want to have to wager against Max Scherzer, or the Dodgers for that matter.
No doubt. And the Dodgers in their starting lineup tonight have two future Hall of Famers, Scherzer on the mound and Albert Pujols at first base. Albert's been there before, and I know he's been anxious to get in the starting lineup. All right, Rick, the crowd is starting to fill in. It should be an exciting and loud night at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, and it should be a happy postgame show with Dodger Talk for you as well.
I agree with you. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Dodgers Baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and easy. Just call 833-2-OWNING. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup. Charlie and Rick will have the keys to the game, but up next, we go high and tight with Austin Barnes, Dodger catcher. It's the Dodgers and Giants Game 3 of the NLDS. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Giants, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Max Scherzer and Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 6:37.
David Vassay.
And now, what will likely be Vassay fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
All right, when you need a good scouting report and a high baseball IQ, I come to one guy, and that's Dodger catcher Austin Barnes. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Vasse.
It's a very unique situation because you know both starting pitchers in Game 3 really well. Scherzer's your teammate. Alex Wood was your teammate. So can you break down, number one, what you've seen from Scherzer in a short time?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, obviously. Not just his ability to pitch, but, you know, what he's done to the clubhouse and no, the energy of the team has been really, really good. So, you know, there's obviously, you know, we like our chances anytime Scherzer's on the mound. And, you know, we expect big things and he expects big things for himself. So,
it seems like he has that unique ability to be his own pitching coach and feel where he's at. Have you noticed that from him? Because he's been talking about some mechanical changes.
I mean, I don't know how long he's been doing it. He's like, how old is he, 37 or so?
Yeah.
So, like, he's seen it all. He's been through it all with himself. You know, his own evolution. He's, I feel like he's learned a lot, and he sticks to it pretty well, I think. So he's very committed when he thinks of something. You know, he's very convicted in what he does, and I think that, you know, with all the seasoning he has, and you know, all the innings he's logged and stuff, hitters he's seen, he's acquired a lot of knowledge.
You've been around some intense pitchers over the course of your Dodger career. Kershaw, Scherzer, Rich Hill. Where does Scherzer fall on that spectrum?
Yeah, it's those three are, you know, very similar in their own different ways. You know, they all got their little quirks and what makes them tick and stuff like that. But one thing's like that when they go out there, they're all about winning and going out there and perform. So I loved every one of them. You know, Richie, I love, you know, I mean, obviously Kirsch, and then you know, the way Scherzer's been doing it here is, you know, it's all, it's special in its own way. So no, it's fun to watch.
This pitching staff has repeatedly said how much they love throwing to you, and I know your teammates love you. So in a situation like today where you're not behind the plate, how do you assert your knowledge and the way that you go about looking at the game?
Yeah, I think you know, we talk about the hitters before the series and stuff like that, me, Willie, and, you know, Layman and Pryor, and, you know, you just kind of talk through it, and you say what you feel and you what your perspective on it, because everybody sees it a little different. I think everybody views the game a little differently and all that, and then just to get everybody's knowledge on it and or their perspective on it, I think it's useful or can be useful, and if it's not useful, you don't use it. So I think you just work, you try to be a source for, just for whoever, Willie's catching, and you just try to help him out if he needs it. He doesn't really feel like he need it, but you're just there. So it's, just trying to help the team win.
Is there any moment in time during a game where you may see something from Max tonight and you may give him a little tip of because of how much he respects what you see?
No, I mean, I just, I let them do their thing. Just, if I obviously see something glaring, I'll talk to Willie or something like that in the game. But, he's got a pretty good beat on him. I thought he's done a really good job the last two games. So, we'll just keep it going and, get a win tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Game 3 of the NLDS is right around the corner. Austin Barnes is our guest. Alex Wood, one of your good friends. He's an emotional pitcher, competitive pitcher. Do you feel like your lineup could take advantage of his emotions tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he's a rhythm guy, really. He likes to get up there and he likes to go fast. We gotta, slow him down a little bit, whatever way that is, so it's, he likes to get up there and move. It's just the way he's always done it. He's got that little, spazzy, do. So it's, we know Woody, the guy's played, we faced him enough and we played with him, a lot. So it's, we know what he's about, and we just got over there and, get some balls in the zone and put some good swings on it.
So I'm going to say this in a good way. Take this as a positive. You have a unique ability of getting under people's skin. Have you tried to do that with Alex Wood the last couple of days?
Nah, Woody can sniff that out. He'll shut it down. Me and him really haven't talked too much. It's if we talked, it's been about a little while ago about fantasy, honestly. But it's yeah, guys know how Woody works here. They can get under his skin too if they want to. So,
all right, Austin. Thanks a lot for the time and your insight, and we'll see you out there soon.
All right, Dave.
There he goes, the man, Austin Barnes. We'll send it back to you in the studio, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by the LA County Public Health. Get LA County Public Health support to stop smoking. Call 800-380-86. Still to come, Charlie and Rick will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to dive deeper into this pitching matchup as the wind is howling through Southern California. Will it affect the game tonight at Dodger Stadium? We're 15 minutes away from first pitch. It's the Dodgers and Giants, Game 3 of the NLDS. Don't go anywhere. I'm Tim Casey, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Well hit. It's on its way. It's gone. Mookie Betts with a home run.
This is the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Well, the Dodgers now back in the game.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues.
It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:37.
Hung on and missed strike 3. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Max Scherzer, 37 years old, gets the start for the Dodgers in his career against the Giants. He is 4-5 with a 3.84 ERA, 69 strikeouts in 11 starts, and 19 career postseason starts. He is 6-4 with a 3.16 ERA and 133 strikeouts. He is facing former Dodger Alex Wood, 30-year-old left-hander, spent four-plus seasons with the Dodgers, including last year in winning the World Series, made 26 starts during the regular season with San Francisco, 10-4 with a 3.83 ERA. Tonight is his first start in the postseason since 2017 when he's with the Dodgers. He's 0-1 with a 3.48 ERA in other two outings. So it's Max Scherzer and Alex Wood, the pitching matchup. Dodgers and Giants, Game 3 of the NLDS. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 3 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch coming up at 6:37. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Let's head back out to the booth at Dodger Stadium and check in one final time with Charlie and Rick. Guys?
All right, Tim, as the Dodgers and Giants get ready for Game 3 of the National League Division Series, a terrific pitching matchup tonight. Max Scherzer, who made 30 starts during the regular year, 15-4, 2.46 ERA. Probably the headliner in the race for the Cy Young Award, to be determined. Alex Wood, who pitched, of course, for the Dodgers last year, very good for the Giants this year.
Charlie, I think with Scherzer, look at how he begins the game. He's done very well during the regular season. First inning, in fact, a 181 batting average against. The last three starts have really not been Max Scherzer-type starts. However, he's had between those three starts and the start tonight conversations with some of the baseball operations people. They think they put their finger on something mechanically that in his bullpen session a few days ago, he said everything got back into sync, and hopefully that carries over tonight.
In his first nine starts with the Dodgers, Scherzer went 7-0 in an ERA of just a shade over 0.75 runs. But as you mentioned, the last three starts, it's been a struggle. 14 2/3 innings, gave up 20 hits, and an earned run average of 6.75, and then there is Alex Wood.
And Alex Wood, as I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, likes to work very rapidly. Will Smith earlier this afternoon said, look, we need to slow his pace down to our pace, to what's comfortable to us. And he's 0-2 in the three starts during the regular season against his former teammates this year. And for Alex Wood also, the fastball, the curveball, the changeup, he's going to change speeds, and he's going to go fishing. And did the Dodgers bite the bait? We're going to find out.
Giants, of course, lost on Saturday night. The Giants have won 12 of Wood's 13 starts following a loss this year. So a terrific pitching matchup. These two teams dead even. It's Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Lineups and first pitch coming up.
All right, the National Weather Service has a wind advisory for L.A. County right now. And based on the way the flags are flying, the foul poles are swaying, and the palm trees are blowing, the wind could be a factor tonight at Dodger Stadium. First pitch when we come back. It's the Dodgers and Giants, Game 3 of the NLDS. I'm Tim Case. It's been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. We're born.